Macmillan Audio presents Bad Romeo by Lisa Raven, read for you by Andy Arndt. To everyone who told me I could do this when I thought I couldn't, apparently you were right and I was wrong. Don't get cocky about it. O nature, what hadst thou to do in hell when thou didst bower the spirit of a fiend in moral paradise of such sweet flesh? Was ever book containing such vile matter so fairly bound? Juliet, describing Romeo. Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Together Again. Too Soon. Present day, New York City. The Grauman Theater. First day of rehearsal. I rush down the crowded sidewalk, and a nervous sweat has broken out in all my most unglamorous places. I hear my mother's voice inside my head. A lady doesn't sweat, Cassie. She glows. In that case, Mom, I'm glowing like a pig. Anyway, I never claimed to be a lady. I tell myself I'm glowing because I'm running late, not because of him. Tristan, my roommate slash life coach, is convinced I've never gotten over him, but that's crap. I'm so over him. I've been over him for a long time. I scurry across the road, dodging the unstoppable New York traffic. Several cab drivers curse me out in various languages. I merrily wave my middle finger, because I'm pretty sure flipping the bird means fuck you all over the world. I glance at my watch as I enter the theater and head to the rehearsal room. Damn it. 5 minutes late. I can almost see the look of amusement on his bastard face. And I'm horrified that before I've even set foot in the...